Welcome to Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today?
We're doing just fine.
Isn't it a lovely day? Sun shining, and don't ever forget, God is still on the throne. And guess what? Nothing happens unless he gives it the okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. On any electronic device, if you don't know how to get that TuneIn app or someone has asked you about it, please share. Go to your Play Store, look up TuneIn app, type it in, download it. Once you do that, type in your search bar, WWGH. Do not forget to share with them that TuneIn app is also on their TV apps. If they have a smart TV. Biggest day. Tune in.
My TV can
same thing. Download it, mm-hmm. and you will have us on the air at our regular time. Okay.
All right.
Live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to you again.
Go ahead.
740-383-9944. If you have any questions or just want to be a part of the show, you might want to give Willie Harris Tapp one a shout out. He's been with us a couple years now, right?
Oh man.
Seems like it.
It's been 4 years.
Four?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's been four.
Oh, I had no idea.
Time has been kicking.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, if you want to holler at Willie, just give a call once again.
And
seven.
You know, this always seemed fresh, too.
I know,
it always seemed like it's like the first time. Yeah, we've been doing this for a minute.
Wow. 740-383-9944. Willie's just waiting on you to call and say, hi, Willie, how you doing? So if you feel like doing that, just call once again. 740-383-9944. I'm going to move on. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener, hello, how you doing? Thank you for your love and for your support. Along with you is Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. That number, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street. Marion, Ohio, that number, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place October the 18th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. I think that November will be their last one, but I will let you know. During the announcements, asking you to lift up Cheryl Lee for prayer, dealing with health issues, and anyone else you know that needs prayer. Lift me up in prayer as well for health concerns. But that's what we're here for, to lift up one another in prayer. Well, we're just going to ask right now, Lord, we're asking you to touch and heal the bodies of those who are suffering in different areas of their body, sickness, illness, and I guess COVID is on the loose again. And touch those bodies, Lord, and heal them and make them whole once again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that's already taken care of for this hour. Okay. Now, I do have one announcement. To remind you of the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States event sponsored by Marion County Historical Society takes place Saturday, November the 1st, 4:30 to 7:30 at the All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road. $42 for VIP seating, $38 for general seating, $20 for general seating for children ages 5 to 12. Now, this event, everyone will be in costume that will be presenting presidents or the first ladies. Masters of Ceremony is Colonel Edmund Starling. He was a White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943. He will be there. And Mary Ellen Withrow will be there, our 40th Treasurer of the United States. Not only that, today is Mary Ellen Withrow's birthday. She is 95 years old today. Wow. So wish Mary Ellen a happy birthday. If you see her or know her and see her, just wish her a happy birthday. She's still driving.
Okay.
Driving herself around.
Oh, yeah.
Going through all these different events that's going on. I mean, 95, I'm thinking, oh, my God, what a blessing.
No,
for real. Live in the land of the living. By yourself, taking care of yourself.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's the way you want to be, man.
Yes.
I mean, that's a true blessing, though.
Yes, it is a blessing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't forget, this is October, and pray that the Lord bless us with some colorful leaves, even though we haven't had much rain, and has something to do with the foliage changing colors. Now, we're going to do our thought for today. Moving right along here. Okay, now this thought I read last hour, a free mind. I think that was it. Yep, a free mind. A free mind is a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. Most people spend much of their time looking for reasons to be offended. An open mind is never offended because it is free of any attachments. It is never the self that is offended, but always the illusion that the self has of itself that is affected by insult. If you can really understand this, deeply grasp its truth. Live it each day, then pain will be no more. Next time you feel offended, look closely within yourself, at yourself, and ask yourself what was offended. If you remain aware, you will see that it was only an image of yourself which you have become attached to, and that image did not resonate with the image contained in the insult. If you weren't attached, if you didn't identify with the wrong image of yourself, then there would be no offense taken. You would then remain free and therefore happy. Now, Willie, you had a thought about that thought for today. I don't know if I saw that in that thought for today because I kind of got lost in a couple places.
What are you talking about?
That thought for today. Did you escape me for a minute?
I went to Japan.
Did you?
I was over there just a minute ago. What do we say when we in
Japan? Okay, it says, if you remain aware, okay, of the offense, you will see that it was only an image of yourself, which you had become attached to. And that image did not resonate with the image contained in the insult.
Because the thing is, okay, there's three different parts of us as people, as psychology.
Okay.
It's the person that everybody else see, it's the person that you see, mm-hmm. and it's the person that you really are. Mm. Okay? Most of us work on the person that we can see. That's what's in the mirror.
Right.
That's what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
They're talking about looking at your reflection.
Okay.
And the thing that you're looking at is saying that you're not really what you're seeing. And no, you're not. That's just your reflection. So a lot of us, like we said in the last show, they don't search themselves
okay.
to really know who they are. Because, you know, you can look in the mirror so much, man, and it lies to you. Because you look in the mirror to start doing stuff, to put on makeup or wash your face, whatever. And
but you don't look at that inner you.
You can't. Not if you're looking at your image, if you're just looking at what's going on.
But that was the whole focus of the man in the mirror. Michael Jackson mm-hmm. came out with that. You know, yeah. that helped me to start looking at myself when that song came out.
Yeah.
You know, because you do see a different you when you take the time.
It's hard to do, though.
Yeah.
You know, because... First of all, you got to sit down long enough to be honest to yourself that this is truly who and what you are.
Right.
And see, and I talk to people all the time about stuff, man. People have, they're willing to look at other people's faults and say, well, if they do this and that and whatever, you know, and I ain't got nothing else to do with nobody like them. Like, you've been knowing this person for 30 years and you didn't know they were doing what they do. Now right. that you found out that they're doing what they do, all of a sudden now, you don't like them. So you phony to begin with because you wasn't really liking the person. You was liking something else. Mm. But, I mean, come on. I mean, because once you strip a person down and you see who they are, you know, and they show you who they really are, if you really care for that person, there you go. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And it's just like when we get married, you know how we do that. You get married and you start slowly stripping away who the other person is. And then you start waking up wondering, like, what in the hell I married this dummy for? God be damned. Now you got me again, Lord. Yeah, I thought my heart was speaking in it. What my heart?
My.
Yeah, buddy.
But it's something that you helped create, right? That's
well,
what you're saying.
Know,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, there wasn't no women on earth until he made them.
True.
Men wasn't even bathing. You know, Adam wasn't going to bathe.
He was taking a swim.
Man, he was with the horses.
No, dipping in the water.
Well, like I said,
remember, he named the fish too.
He wasn't going to bathe. He just was going to get wet. So he still was nagging.
Yeah, and I wondered about that back in the day.
Ain't cut his hair. So. Ain't doing, ain't grooming. You know, it got matted. And then what? They ain't have no toilet paper. And they had hair everywhere.
Leaves.
They had hair everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had water.
And the whole leaf.
Yeah, now you got to know God. That was God's first creation. Now, you know he didn't leave Adam
now.
Like that.
Yeah, he did, too.
No,
he brought
not.
Him that woman. What you mean he didn't leave him like that?
That's the
biggest trick he could have thrown on him. Hey, boy, look, I'm getting ready to give you something, but I don't want you to look at it. Now, I'm going to let you go to sleep. Adam wasn't even sleepy. Lord just came over there to him, waved his hand over there and said, sleep, Adam, falling all out. And then he took his big best rib.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
best rib.
Yeah.
And gave it to y'all. And look at what y'all did with it. And that's another thing.
What's that?
It just made me mad. It just really grind my gears.
Now, did I introduce Willie Harris, that one?
The thing is, women act like they create their own beauty.
No.
Yeah, they
it's
do.
It's God-given.
It's God-given. But y'all walk around with it like I know I look good. You ain't did nothing to be good. God did that.
Right.
So here's what I'm trying to tell you. Quit trying to act like that body just belong to you. That's our body. It ain't just your body by itself. The Lord created all of us.
I hope y'all heard that, right?
I'm trying to tell you.
Well, that is Willie Harris Tapmore.
No.
That's my guess, okay?
I guess. I'm just saying. Is that a beaver?
What? I think that's a groundhog.
Oh,
they got a thing for groundhogs.
Oh, I got you. You say no more.
Because you know we had this big program.
I said say no more. Okay. I know I'm in Buck Tussle. Because you remember on that Groundhog Day?
Yeah, the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
It is crazy.
That was a crazy movie, man.
Yeah.
But he finally got his stuff together.
Yeah.
That guy, they say that guy is really a fool.
I believe it.
They say when in real life you got to... One guy said he had to throw him to the ground. He said, man, he said he irritates people. He always doing little stuff to you, you know. Man, whatever.
That's him then. That's actually him and how he is. Wow. But, you know, they are the best actors when they act out themselves. That's who they really are. I mean, you can't change that. Because every movie I've seen him in, he acts like that. He does. Like Groundhog Day and what was that one? Ghostbusters. And I love that movie though. The old Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Caddyshack
yeah.
was my best.
Caddyshack. I couldn't even think of the name of that.
Caddyshack.
Yeah, Caddyshack.
Caddyshack and Stripes.
Yeah, remember? That too. Stripes, yeah.
Stripes was another one.
Yeah.
He said, where's your officer, sir? He said, blowed up, sir. He said, blowed up. He said, yeah, that's all. he said that's Sergeant Hulk Holmes, boys. He said he met an accident. He said, "Am I to believe that y'all trained yourself?" Sir, yes, sir. These are the kind of men we want, not knowing they was all misfits.
Right,
but you know,
right.
Jesus, look at how many misfit God Jesus picked.
It still is.
Yeah,
still
he picked
is.
All 12 of them.
Yeah,
you know, included Judas.
Yeah, he
now you know. I wonder how that interview went with him and Judy. She's like, "Now, Judy, hold on now." And he's like, "What's your name?" Barbara.
Barbara.
Come on, Judas. Who told you my name? I know who you are.
Right.
Now, I want to know what you want to do. I just want to serve you, Lord. That ain't what's in your heart, though, is it, Judy? Yeah, Lord, that's what I got in my heart. That ain't what I see, Judas. But I tell you what I'm going to do. Since I'm so forgiven, I'm going to give you a slot.
Right.
At least you get to play quarterback and Shador don't. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd throw that in there.
Oh,
you been watching that?
Have you somewhat, been? The Browns, yeah. I'm like, what, you know, what's he there for, just to sit out? I mean, I know you're panning, but.
The whole thing is, man, Jesus did pick Lucifer, or whatever his name was.
Judas,
to be with his team. And he picked him knowing what his position was. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So Jesus know all of our positions, and he know where we're supposed to be, too.
Right, right. That's true.
That's why you got to stay close to him.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. But what about, what's his name, Shakur? Is that how you say it?
Shador.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've been inquiring. Why isn't he playing?
Well, who knows, man? I mean, listen. Another theory that I came up with.
What's that?
They all in on it, man. Now, just think about this.
Okay.
You take one of the most qualified guys that is to come into the NFL. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about this guy. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Right.
Everybody thinking he's going to go in the first round no later than the second round.
Right.
So you say, hey, you and all y'all boys and the whole batch of y'all.
Right.
I mean everybody. Look, this is what we're going to do, man. Okay? We ain't going to pick you till the fifth round, and then we're going to put you on the Browns. Okay? And understand that. Now, we're on the Browns, we're going to put you there. But the trick is, while you're on the Browns, we ain't going to play you. We're going to make the expectation for you to be so high that when we do put you out on the field, our ratings is going to go through the roof. So we're going to hold you back. Make people think we're going through all this nonsense, create all this fuss. Because, see, you got to understand something. You don't really know what's going on in the locker room. Because ain't nobody telling you.
No.
You're just hearing what these analysts are coming
right,
up with.
Right.
And they could be wrong. See? Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, that's just far-fetched of an idea that I could think of. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That all of them are in cahoots with each other. Mm-hmm. Man, this dude done made, think about this. He hasn't played not one professional real game. Mm-hmm. Not really, no. And yet still, his jersey is outselling everybody else's jersey. He just made another. Nike came back and gave him a complete different deal. Mm. Okay. So he's making tons and tons of money. Mm. And he ain't even been on the field yet. And as long as he's not going on the field, now they're going to have to eventually put him out there. But as long as he ain't on that field, the fans, everything keeps getting higher. It's just like a pressure cooker, man. The pressure keeps building.
Right.
Now, it sounds silly for them to do that for that one pop. But that one pop, once it blows up, this going to ride them all the way to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
If they got enough games to play, you know,
to get into the playoffs. It kind of makes me think of Michael Vick. I think that was his name. Same.
Well, they do that to a lot of black quarterbacks, too.
Was he a quarterback, Michael Vick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they dogged him out.
He was one of the best.
They dogged him out, though.
They
did. They really dogged that boy out because of that dog fight. Remember that?
Yeah. But I've heard him talk about that numerous times, but he trusted the wrong people. And see, you making money and you got a lot of hang-ons and your homeboys and you don't know what they're into totally. But you know the end of stuff, but just like the other guy that
he ended up going to prison for that, didn't he?
Yeah. He got the other guy that Arenas, his basketball player, got kicked off his team for pulling a pistol out in the locker room, but they had to pay him $80 million mm-hmm. of guaranteed money.
Right.
So he walked away. Now, this, I don't know. This is just what I'm hearing.
Right.
This years ago. Well, he just got caught here a couple of months. His house was being used as a gambling casino place. Mm. And they like, you can't have all these roulette tables and crap tables and card tables in your house, man. Unless you like, you know, if you got like, you know, you trying to say, well, hey, man.
You got a license for that, don't you?
Well, if you ain't spending no money, yeah, you good. I'll tell you something we did one time that I didn't know was illegal. So we had games we used to play, poker and stuff.
Right.
So we decided to take money and Xerox it and cut it out and make it look like, you know, real money. Right. I didn't know that was illegal.
Oh, I hear you.
And we out here just, you know, we done passed out all this money with one another, and we just throwing this money on somebody. What the hell y'all doing? And, you know, somebody called us, and we telling them, they said, man, you know that's what, y'all need to get rid of that stuff. Right. That's counterfeit. You can't do that. So, man, we just put the thing in there, and you need to get rid of that. And not long after that, the FBI came to that place and bust that place.
Oh, my.
And the thing is, just like that's when I found out that that football pool was illegal. I didn't know that was illegal.
What?
Yes, sir. Racketeering.
That we used to play racketeering, at the Elks Club.
Illegal.
Oh, my.
And it's federally illegal.
What square do you want? Yeah.
You can go to prison for that.
I didn't know that.
The ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's what they tell you.
I did not know that was illegal.
A lot of people don't.
Wow.
And you know something else that you don't never hear nobody ever talk about?
What's that?
Them damn bingo parlors. How much money comes through them bingo parlors?
Lots.
And then when they win those pots, how much of it is declared for IRS? Uh-huh.
Probably not.
Well, you see, you looked for it, didn't you? You didn't see. You looked and saw a blank. Now, I don't remember them ever saying that.
No, they don't tell you that.
Because they don't. Now, unless they just started, not, you know, a few years back.
I haven't played bingo.
But, man, I mean, them old people going there, you know how much money is made on bingo. You think about it. You got to buy the card, and then people be gambling, man.
Yeah, it is gambling. I guess that's illegal.
That stuff is illegal.
Wow, you they had a big one downtown, too. They did over there on Center Street. I don't know where they at now playing bingo.
Well, they have to skip around because they're illegal. But, man, I mean, you know, we used to have a bingo parlor. And you could come by and it had huge windows and lights. And you could see all them old people in there, man. I mean, it'd be hundreds of people in there.
Yeah, playing
and
bingo.
And then nothing but we, you know, you shouldn't rob them people. Because they're old and they slow.
Yeah.
And I was told. Now, I wasn't there. They're easy to rob because you can confuse them because they're old.
Yeah.
You know, so you go in there and take your clothes off or do something crazy. And and by the time they get past that, you take their money.
Which is not. Do not follow that advice.
Man, let me tell you. No, I'm just saying that's what I was told. Now, right. I wouldn't let you know. Don't you want to know? No, I've heard people talk about that.
I guess there would be. I watched that crazy movie last night, Falling Down. Have you seen that with Michael Douglas? It was an old movie. Old movie.
Which Michael Douglas was in there?
The son.
No.
That's good. It's just now on YouTube. I'm telling you, you couldn't even get it anywhere that unless you paid for
that,
it.
The movie that I really liked that he was in was...
How to Commit a Murder? Perfect Murder?
The
bomb, too.
The one with him and Demi Moore. Yeah, Disputed. No, it wasn't Disputed. Now you got me now. I'm going to have to
look. Let me see.
Is him
Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
And Demi Moore?
I think.
Or Sharon Stone?
No. Demi Moore.
Hmm.
It's called. It starts with a D.
D.
Yeah. Go ahead and look it up since you got your phone.
I sure do.
Because I'd have Michael Douglas and Demi Moore.
I
got that movie sitting right now on CD sitting on my floor because I watch it from time to time because I just like the whole how they tried to railroad this guy. That is a really good movie because it's got a lot of things.
Oh, I know.
You know what?
Which one? She Seduces Him. That one?
I didn't lie about it.
Yeah, I seen that just not too long
ago. Is that right? That's an old movie now. That's,
it is.
Yeah, that one I like a lot.
Yeah.
Him and then that's the one that had Don Sutherland in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just watched. I didn't watch it all, but yeah.
That's a good movie.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Because, see, the one woman was supposed to actually get that promotion, and he didn't want her to get it, so he brought in the Demi Moore character, and she's supposed to be this high class, headhunter and cut people. You know, the same thing they were doing with Doge.
Disclosure.
That's what it is.
Yeah, 1994.
Mm-hmm. That's a good movie.
Disclosure. It is a good movie.
And, you know, and then he was fortunate that he had the secretary that worked for that guy, the head guy, that the CEO of the guy,
right,
was the one that kept telling him and feeding him information. But he kept feeding him information through her son.
Right.
And her son was in another state or another country or somewhere. I think it was another state, working for this judge that was out of town.
Okay.
So he was using all his gear. So that's why they could never track where he was getting this information from.
Mm-hmm.
See, because she kept sending him all this stuff through his email. Right?
Yeah. All right, then.
That was an interesting movie, man.
It was. I didn't watch it all, but I had seen it before a long time ago.
Well, the thing is, at the very end, she was going to try to make him look like he was incompetent with the job so she could get him fired, right? And his source told him that that's what she was doing. So he went and dug up some other information on her. Lying about the fact that she's saying that she had never been to the place where they did it, because she was trying to disassociate herself with that whole incident, because she was the reason that they were she was the reason why the components were faulty, because she went and changed the specs on this guy's information and messed up his specs. So then he started having contamination, and that created a whole bunch of problems. So she was going to blame that all on him.
Right.
He found out. Because she said she had never been to the place. So while she was talking about never being there, he's showing a video of her at the place. And she don't see it because it's behind her. And so she's wondering what everybody's looking at. So then when she finally look and see that that's what it was, then she started screaming and saying all kinds of stupid stuff. and she incriminated herself. And so that's when my boy said, "Hey, can I speak to you for a moment?" And she disappeared. And then the lady that actually was the secretary, she ended up actually getting the part. She was a smart old lady, though. I like that, because she was explaining a lot of stuff to this dude. And her name was Demi Moore, played Meredith. She was fine in that movie. Sharon Stone was beautiful, too. But Demi Moore, just like she told that guy tried to seduce and rape her. He said, "Man, have you seen her?" He said, "She could beat the crap out of me and you both." He said, "She do Stairmaster." He says, and she was fit, man. So she had got in shape.
Yeah.
But she had got in shape with the G.I. Jane thing.
Yeah. Things they have to, you know.
Yeah, so I don't think she ever got out of shape from that.
Wow. I think she had 3 children, 3 girls.
Yeah, but that lady had 12 kids, man. And I'm telling you something.
Oh, that.
The one I'm telling you about, young couple, and I have to keep saying that, man, because they look like the most they could have been was 30.
Wow.
So how you got that, man? How you got 12 kids? Now, they've been married for 12 years. And But I think he said that they was
a baby every year.
He said that they were 35 or 25 or 65. No, he said they was
65.
Whatever it was, 12 years.
Wow.
They were just barely making it. Yeah. And meaning that they were both just turning 19 or 20, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Guess it's not impossible, huh? For some people. At least it wasn't for them. That's a lot. A lot of kids.
I know a guy, him and his wife, who just space their kids out every 2 years.
Well.
But this guy, they had to have planned that, man. But she had to be one of those ladies that you're saying.
She was just built for it.
She built for it, yeah.
Fertile.
Mm. That and body wise, man, so you can have those kind of.
Yeah.
Because, man, a lot of women can't have children like
not
that.
Not like that. Mm-mm. Shoot, I wouldn't want to. Either.
Me either, man.
Forget all that. All righty, we're moving right along.
Well, I can tell you, I had kidney stones. And that's the closest to being pregnant that I think I ever want to be.
Or you mean giving birth?
Oh, I mean pregnant.
Well, that's a long process.
Yeah, well, I mean, boy, that was a long process to get rid of that stuff.
That ain't no joke now.
It took
kidney
me a couple
stones.
Months, man. And that was after the fact.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, they can do some damage. A lot of damage. Kidney stones.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you look at them, you can't even hardly see them.
Mm-mm. No.
Little bitty things.
Causing all that ruckus.
When you look them on, but when you look them on, look at them on a microscope,
they look big.
Oh,
yeah.
they got claws and all kinds, but they'll rip your urethra apart.
Mm.
And then if they come out your kidneys, ooh.
Yeah, they're terrible. Kidney stones. Wow. I get it. Mm. I get it. Yes, I do. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, well, I've known women that have had kidney stones and have been pregnant. They say, man, we'd rather give birth to kids. That's what you ever had kidney stones?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I have. Wow.
I imagine if you have a kidney stone probably the size of a marble.
Ooh, I don't think. You'd have to have surgery.
They would have to cut your whole lower body off.
Well, they go through your back some and kind of get.
That ain't how they got mine.
Surgery? Did you have surgery?
I had what you consider surgery. Yeah.
Did they blast it with the laser?
They
or
couldn't
whatever?
Because it was too. It had already dropped past. It was in.
Okay.
It was by my pelvic, and they said it's by the bone, and we can't vibrate it because the bone won't let it vibration. So they had to go get it.
Oof. Jesus.
That's what I call.
I bet you did. I know it's not funny, but I bet you did call Jesus. Help me. Oh, I get it. I know. Help me now. Whoa. Mm-mm.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't pleasant at all.
I'm sure it
was. It was an ordeal. I must say.
Wow. And unfortunately, there are some things that we must suffer in the land of the living. Not all of us, but some.
We all
suffer one way or the other, I think.
Some things that you do that other people think it would be suffering for them, but for you, it's not suffering.
True.
It just depends, man. I mean, I listen to people sometimes, some of the stuff they be talking about, I'm like, well, why do you even care about that? You know?
Right.
See, if I hold my breath, you don't start feeling anxious.
Mm-mm.
It don't bother you.
I don't know you're holding your breath. See, unless you tell me, I'm like.
Yeah.
And you start acting like you're fainting over there, I'm going to dash some water on you.
That's the worst thing you want to do. They say he drowned. Mess around with a dash of water on somebody when they falling out, the water go down their nose, their lungs and kill
like
them.
Not like that. I would put it in my hand and sprinkle.
Oh, you was broke. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know you looked like you were talking about just squeezing it out there, buddy. I didn't know. But we were talking about Gilligan Island the last time. It's just the last little part of Gilligan.
Uh-huh.
First of all, they only went on a 3-hour tour. Where they get all them clothes?
I don't know. But they had everything they needed, didn't they? They sure did. That was one of the craziest movies. Like, why y'all keep missing the boat that's coming to pick you up?
You know, I'd have killed Gilligan the first week. And I know, wouldn't nobody even known. I'd have took his ass down by the lagoon and drowned him slowly.
Why?
And pushed him out to sea.
Why?
Because he kept messing up with this stupid, goofy stuff. And Gilligan and the skipper too. He'd have been gone.
Yeah.
The movie star.
What was it?
And his wife. The professor and Marianne. You know, and for the longest time, they didn't even say them.
Yeah.
They just left them out. The movie star. Now they had the professor and Mary. And they, yeah, we know y'all added us on in the end.
All on,
you know,
Gilligan's,
and it was just, you know, it was just crazy. But you know,
what was the other guy named?
What other guy? There wasn't nobody else on there. It was just the professor
and his old and his wife,
Mr. Howell. I told you.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Howell. Magoo.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo.
Roadhog. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he was blind and couldn't
Mr.
see.
Magoo, boy. I was telling somebody, I said, you know,
I hate that cartoon.
It's almost like being blind walking in a dark room.
What is?
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
Couldn't see nothing.
No. No.
Road hall.
Yeah, he'd be all over the road in a car.
Everywhere. The Lord had to, you know, that's how a lot of other people probably was missing their blessing, because the Lord was too busy trying to juggle this crazy man. Keep him from killing everybody.
Oh, it's crazy.
And he was determined to be driving, too. And you didn't like that cartoon.
No.
But you thought Gilligan was okay.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
I hated Gilligan.
But it used to make me mad every time they missed the boat or the way out.
That
or...
didn't make me mad. What made me mad is the fact they had them fine women on there, and none of them got pregnant.
Well, that was off limits, I guess. That wasn't the...
That was a lie.
That wasn't the theme of the show, right?
Yeah, well, that was a lie. You know, you got these beautiful women. Mr. Howell, you don't forget.
Right.
Mr. Howell, oh, Thurman. He gonna have to fight for her. You may came over here with your woman, but remember what I told you about the 2 weeks on the island thing?
Yeah.
After about 2 weeks, we get to look at Mr. Howell and Mrs. Howell. Because you know he old, so he can't run, so you can get him to.
Right.
And get you some Howell, dude. So anyway, the professor and Marianne, I thought they were gonna hook up. And they never did. And that was a lie.
Yeah, well.
Now see, what was really cold pimping.
But did they ever get off the island?
No, they died. So yeah, they got off the island. Then they went back because they couldn't stand. Once they went back, they couldn't stand.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. When they went back to civilization, they found out they couldn't stay in civilization because they were so used to being like they were. So they went back to that island.
Oh no! Yes, I didn't know
yes, ma'am.
That.
That's what they did. Yeah.
I did not know that.
They sure did. They went back to that island.
Well, I guess I had stopped watching it. It took them too long.
Yeah, yeah.
To get off. This is like
if you look at Green Acres. Green Acres is the place to be.
Oh, don't. That's they another silly
one. Oh, I love it. And farm living is the life for me.
Wow, yeah.
Land spreading out so far and wide. I might as well keep going. Keep Manhattan, but give me that countryside. Do, do, do,
yeah.
Do.
New York is where I'd rather
stay. I thought you
stay.
Didn't know. I get
allergic smelling
hay. I just love a penthouse view. It took me a year to figure out what the hell she was saying.
Yeah, darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
Yeah.
The stores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Town Square.
You are my wife. Goodbye, city life.
Right.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
okay.
City life.
You fired. You off the group. You out the group.
Oh my God,
bring the white woman in. She know the words. I thought Zsa Zsa was one of the most gorgeous women in the world.
Okay.
I didn't care too much for the other one.
Eva. I think her name was Eva. Yeah.
But the one that was on that show, is, no, that wasn't Zsa Zsa that was on the show.
That was
Eva.
Eva.
That was, yeah, I thought Eva was beautiful.
Yeah.
And if you never watched the show when they changed it over to color, did you?
I think so.
They wore some of the most beautiful colors in that. Her and Mr. Douglas, you didn't even pay no attention to their wardrobe, did you?
Oh, always.
Did you?
Always been a fashion icon. Of
Man,
course.
that woman could dress. She had
yes.
the most beautiful gown.
Yes, she did.
And he
out
and
there
he
in the farm.
And he dressed just. He had
his suits.
His
on,
stuff
yep.
was always offsetting hers.
Yeah.
They had the most beautiful clothes, man, in that show. And then Mr. Ziffle, him and Doris, they were some. They looked like they just chewed the back and spit on each other. They ain't even bathed. Just chewing
terrible.
The back. Hey, Doris. And she done Fred. And the thing is, he should have left her for the pig.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he should. I think that's what I heard. I don't know, some Piggy Wiggly, what's going on. That's how they came up with that Piggly Wiggly store.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I'm hearing. That all down through there was Petticoat Junction. You remember if you go down
Petticoat Junction.
Now let me tell you something about Bobby Joe. I thought Bobby Joe was fine too.
Okay.
Yes, sir, indeedy. And I just didn't understand how come
Uncle Joe and who was
that? I never liked him because he was a fool. Uncle Joe always trying to come up with something and messing up stuff. But you know, that one girl played Pearl.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't think of her name. Clampett. She played Clampett's.
She played Pearl.
Pearl. She was related to him, wasn't she?
Cousin Pearl. Yeah, well, she was Jed's cousin.
And Jeffro's mom. That was Jeffro's mom.
Yeah, Jeffro and Geraldine or whatever her name was.
Because he played it too.
No, that was her. That really,
but he played the girl.
No, he didn't play. That was a woman.
that was
his real sister.
That was Jeffro.
Jeffro didn't play that.
Yeah, he did.
His name was Max Bear or something. He didn't play that.
He played the woman?
No, it just looked like he did. She was just that ugly. That was a woman.
That was
Jeffro. That was a scary looking woman.
I'm gonna look it up.
You know, you already know he was playing it.
Yeah. With his big self.
Now I will say this.
He didn't even shave.
The music that they played for Ellie Mae whenever she came on scene.
Right.
It really was a good rendition of who she was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, now, Ellie Mae was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
She really was.
Donna Douglas.
Now, and she had to handle them animals, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she stank.
Animals stink.
Yeah, she probably smelled like a rat, huh?
But then she had to clean herself. I mean, everybody do who mess with animals and on the farm and all that kind of stuff.
Well, animals lick themselves.
They clean themselves, yeah.
Yeah, well, I said, I don't know. She was down at the cement pond.
You know, I think they shaved like at the fair, and they have those sheep and lambs and stuff. They had to shave them, you know.
Do you know my ex loved that kind of? She goes to the fair.
She likes the farms and stuff.
She goes just to see that animals have other animals.
Really?
And I tried to explain to her. I said, darling, something wrong with that. And I mean, get upset when she get there and they done had one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Man, I missed that one.
Wow. I never thought about that.
I said, man, you just come here and watch old snotty nose bull have a baby. Has this cow having a baby and sheep's having a baby. She loved it.
I never thought about that.
Come on, let's go to the next one. See the pigs. You know, now, what was really genius about that is the mere fact the timing of all of that. Because because they had a specific time that the births was to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when people like my ex, that's when they would go. I went there with a couple of times. They'd be on time, too.
Mm.
You can look at it, but don't take pictures, because that's when you should be. Now you're a freak. So if you take a picture, you're a pervert.
Especially if that's what you're coming here for,
yeah,
right?
If you take a picture when they give him piglets, and you just right up there taking straight up. Now, if you all on the ground taking steel pictures, perversion, excuse me, done came in. But let me say this. That's interesting that a person would know to think, let's go to the fair and see, you know. So most time people go there to get popcorn and peanuts fresh lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Elephant ears and all that kind of stuff, you know.
There was a song that was out that Al Jarreau did, man. It was a beautiful song called Better Than. And
I liked it, Al Jarreau.
You liked it, him?
Uh-huh. I mean, his music, yes.
Yeah. Well, that song, you would like that
Roy
song.
Roy Ayers, yeah.
Yeah.
That was back in the day. You know,
the reason I didn't like Roy Ayers.
You didn't like In the Sunshine?
Because he stayed out in the sunshine too long.
I loved it. Loved it.
And I didn't care for that.
Everybody loves the sunshine.
Except for me. People get brown in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I was listening to him a couple months ago.
No,
you,
like,
anything you
I
want,
like,
you can pull
I,
up on
I
YouTube.
Like Roy, I like Roy Ayers, man.
Yeah.
He was an interesting guy. I think I saw him one time in a concert.
I saw him in
Columbus.
And Cincinnati, I seen him.
Who?
Roy Ayers.
Oh, okay.
Columbus at a concert in Cincinnati. Both. Down at one of the Blues Jazz Festival in Columbus. Cincinnati, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Seen him down there, too. Yeah. I seen James Brown down there.
You know, my son asked me about that yesterday. He said, "You ever seen James Brown?" I said, "I never got a chance to see James."
Really?
Never did. Never even thought about it.
You talking about the show.
Never
even thought about it. Cameo and all of them.
Never thought about it.
And all you could do was bow because he was doing his stuff. And this was in late 90s when I seen him.
He was still like that living in America.
Mm-hmm. He sang that song, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He showed out.
Well, he was a showman.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely a great showman.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he made sure that you could see him.
Mm-hmm.
Little Richard was great. He was a great show. But
I never seen him live, though.
No, me either. I didn't. But I did see Prince live, and I seen Michael live. So
I didn't get to see
that's close
them
enough.
Either.
That's close enough.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think Prince was the most impressive out of
you
all.
You think so?
Yeah. Prince, I was fortunate enough to.
He's real little though, isn't he?
Oh yeah, but you don't get to see him. We stayed in the same hotel, but they had him all set up to where
last minute.
He didn't mix with the regular folks.
Sure he didn't.
No, he didn't. But it took them over 12 hours to set that guy's equipment up.
Wow.
That's how much stuff he had.
Wow.
But he sounded so good.
We are out of time, Willie.
Well,
thank you.
Rest in peace, all of y'all that's out there.
Have a great weekend. Love you all and be safe out there.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.